Morning, sweetheart.
Oh. Did you not sleep well? Then what? Because, no offense, but you don't seem fine. Oh, well, if it's like a headache or something, we've got painkillers. Why would you gross me out by telling me? Oh. Okay. So, your period started. And you thought that would gross me out? It's just a normal bodily function, you know? It's not like you're in control of it. Be pretty stupid for me to get grossed out by it. And you do know I don't think you're any less of a man because you experienced, or you have periods, right? Oh, darling, come here.
Huh?
Alright. How much does it hurt? Is it just your stomach, or... and your head, right? Dare I ask, what were you planning on doing today? No. Well, you're not doing that. Are you kidding? Look at the pain you're in. And if you've already got a headache now, it's probably only going to evolve into a migraine, right? Right, so how on earth would you be able to get work done? I'm not trying to underestimate you. I'm sure you could power through it. But why should you have to? Well, I get that, but I can't allow it. Mm-mm. No, I am declaring that you are resting today, and tomorrow, and if, as you reach getting to the end of the period, you feel a bit better, okay, fine, but no, Look, if you're in this much pain, surely any work that you even attempt to do might not come out the best anyway, if it's affecting your ability to concentrate on things. And even if it does, again, not trying to underestimate you, maybe you could do work and do it perfect, and be in even more pain because of it. Look, if it's anything that I can get done, you know, if there's, like, any chores or stuff you wanted to get done, let me take care of them. How about we get you back in bed? Come on. I'll take care of everything. I'd like to take care of you. And why don't you be a good boy? And get back in bed. Well, you're still in your pajamas, so. Come on, you're hardly going to turn down me making or ordering you food all day. And waiting on you hand and foot. Whatever you want. whatever will help you relax or alleviate the pain. I do mean whatever. I've heard certain things that can help with stomach cramps. Just floating the idea out there. That's the spirit, right? I'm going to gather a few things. You head back off to bed. Did you want breakfast? Mm-hmm. I can make the food. Do you want water, juice, coffee, whatever? Alright, you back in bed. I'll be through in a minute. Right, I think I've got everything. I mean, of course, the kitchen's only through there, so I can go and get anything I forgot. But... poor boy. I'm sorry it hurt so much. If I could magically make it stop, I would. But hopefully these will help at least a bit. So we got, I don't really want to put the drink on the tray on the bed. I'm gonna put it on the side. I don't want that being knocked over. Drink. Breakfast. I did also grab snacks. And I know, like, you know, you could get out of bed at any point and get the snacks for yourself, but I, you know, I wanted to, so I know this can help. I don't know if it helps for you specifically, but can't hurt, right? Chocolate. For the crumbs. You can have chocolate with your breakfast. There's cereal that has chocolate in it. I won't tell on you, so. There's that, as well as your food. Are you warm enough? Okay. I was gonna say I won't grab a blanket unless you ask, but actually, don't we have this thing? You think I didn't notice it? Alright. Heated blanket? Is it a blanket? It's not that big, is it? What? It's like A4 paper, but a bit longer. Heat pad. Tiny blanket. Whatever. Big enough to go over your stomach, does it? It plugs into the mains and then... Oh, the other end plugs into the... I see. That's weird. It just plugs into the blanket. Right, well... Do you want this over your shirt, or... directly on your skin? Okay. Let me get under the covers. That's it, good boy. Okay. Wrap that around yourself. And then this big chunky remote, I guess, is heat settings and timer settings. I mean, I guess I'll just put it up to the highest time, right? Okay, and then it's like 1 to 6 heat. Should we just put it on 3 and see how you go? And obviously you can turn it up if you want. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Right. And so is that going? We've got snacks. We've got food. You've got company, if you want it. Don't worry about me. If I miss any work stuff, I can catch up. And obviously, of course, if you also want time on your own, that's fine too. Oh, I brought painkillers. I got paracetamol and ibuprofen because I don't know which one you would prefer to use. Or if either of them really make a difference to this kind of pain, but those are there. I'll put those on the side with the drink. There. Is that everything you would need? I want to make sure you've got everything. I mean, I know I can go and get stuff, but I want to make sure you're okay. I want to feel like I'm being a good boyfriend. Oh, well. Okay. If you want me to grab anything, like your Switch or a book or whatever, you just let me know, because you don't have to get out of this bed until you want to. Okay. Do you want me to stay? I don't mind. Sweet boy. Alright. Scoot over then, I'm getting in.
Yeah. There you go. I know it hurts, I know. I'm sorry, love. I'll get through it.
We can always order out food as a treat. If you're craving anything. Yeah. And that way I don't have to leave the bed in order to cook. I can just stay with you all day. I mean, I can grab the Switch, and if you just want to, like, play Mario Kart or something for the rest of the day, I don't have a problem with that. And, of course, also, if you want to just nap and try and sleep to avoid having to be awake during the pain, that's fine too. I can be quiet as a mouse. Yeah. Make sure you get all the rest you deserve. Yeah. My good boy. For now, don't sleep, though. That's going to go cold. All right, you enjoy. I can always get YouTube or Netflix or whatever on if you just want to sit and watch something while you eat, yeah? Okay. Just stay with me. I'll take care of you. My sweet boy.